American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, second hour of American Journal is on. I'm going to open up the phone lines for your calls this hour. Give us a call at 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Taking your calls now on American Journal. Open line Friday. Give us a call about whatever you want. I still have some videos to show you. I think we'll go to this one. It's Yuval Noah Harari talking about organic life. I only watched the beginning of this clip, but it was interesting slash infuriating listening to this guy. Yuval Noah Harari on organic life, clip number 22. Let's watch.
You've talked about humans having some misinformation, and then you've talked about the way the algorithms work. Is there a difference between an organic information system, meaning human information system, and an inorganic one?
Yes, there are many differences. One is that organic entities like us, like human beings, we work in cycles. There is day and night, winter and summer. Sometimes we are active. Sometimes we need rest. We need sleep. The algorithms are tireless. They never need to rest. They are not organic. And what we see in the world now is that they increasingly force us to work according to their pace. There is never any time to rest. The news cycles is always on. The markets are always on. The political game is always on. And if you force an organic entity to be on all the time, to be always active, always excited, it eventually collapses and dies. And you know, the most misunderstood and abused word in the English language today is the word excited. A lot of people mistake the word excited for happy. Like they meet somebody, they say, oh, I'm so excited to meet you. Or like you publish a new book, oh, this is so exciting. Excitement is not always good. Excitement for an organic being, like a human being, means that your nervous system and your brain are very engaged, very active. Now, if you keep an organic system very excited all the time, it breaks down, collapses, and eventually dies. And this is what happens now to democracies all over the world. This is what is happening to humanity. We are far too excited. We need time to rest. We need to kind of slow down. And because we give increasing control of the world to tireless, non-organic algorithms that never need to rest and can just increase the excitement all the time, we are breaking down. We need more boredom, not excitement, in politics, in economics, in many fields.
You know, Yuval Noah Harari, he's like the perfect example of the person that dumb people think are smart. Like, if you listen to what he just said, uncritically, it sounded profound, didn't it? Didn't that sound profound? Was it, though? Was anything he said even accurate? Or is this just a complete misinterpretation of everything he's describing? There are some aspects to organic versus inorganic life, or just within the kingdom of organic life, that don't fit into his little paradigm that he just said in some interesting ways. For one thing, I wonder, would you consider a city an organic manifestation, or is that inorganic? I don't really know. I guess it kind of treads the line there, because obviously it's composed of organic beings, humans, but a city as an entity survives its humans, and it doesn't die. So he says things that, again, seem profound. Seems like he's drawing a connection that would illuminate the concept that he's talking about, but it's just not true. So he says, you know, when organic beings are excited, there's too much excitement, and they If an organic system is very excited all the time, it breaks down, collapses, and eventually dies. Well, cities don't ever die, more or less. I mean, maybe in a thousand years, some crazy event will happen where cities will die. But like, you know, Rome, Damascus, these places have been around for thousands upon thousands of years. And there's a, how to explain this? There's a weird phenomenon. In organic life, the bigger things get, the slower they get. Think about a mouse versus an elephant. A mouse, all of its movements are quick and twitchy. Its heart is beating incredibly rapidly, but it's tiny. An elephant, its heart beats very slowly. Its moves are all slow. Now, that is the opposite of what happens in things like cities. The smaller a city is, the slower it is. The slower things move, the slower things get done. And you've got the New York Minute, right? Big cities. The bigger the city is, the faster it moves. The faster the people move, the faster things happen in it. So I guess a city would not be organic in this regard, because organic things get slower and more deliberate the bigger they get. Cities get faster and faster the bigger they get. But it doesn't die. It never dies. And only increases. In organic life, human beings, sure, yeah, there are cycles because it's natural, because nature occurs in cycles. Cycles are necessary for nature to occur. We wouldn't have life on this planet if we didn't have seasons, right? If we didn't have the cycle of winter and summer, or the cycle of day and night, which is possible, right? The moon face always faces the Earth. It's certainly possible a planet would have its, a face always pointed at the sun, but it doesn't. We have a spin and a tilt, and all of these things are necessary for the creation of life. It's organic and good and necessary, and something metaphysical about it is required for life to exist. Now, the one thing that sort of embodies the mindset of the Yuval Noah Harari types in this world is a deep-seated hatred of nature because of the limitations, because they would rather supplant it with something more amenable to their designs. So obviously, if you just start running and never stop running, I guess you're going to die. I guess you can run until you're dead. Yes, you have to sleep. Yes, you have to rest to, you know, rebuild muscle or whatever. But he doesn't seem to take into account the fact that if you have a human being who is going all of the time, who's always in a state of excitement, who's always exercising, doing something physical, or working hard, you actually get stronger, which is the opposite with inorganic materials, right? If you take a car and you just drive it as far as you can, as hard as you can every single day, it's going to break down a lot faster than any other car. It's the opposite with human beings or organisms. If you're a human being and you go as hard as you can every single day, you're going to get stronger and faster and better as time goes on. So I don't even know if I don't even have like a profound contradiction to what Yuval Noah Harari says. It's just what he's saying is not real. It may sound smart. It may sound profound, but it's based on a lot of falsities. It eventually collapses and dies. And his main message basically is we need to slow down. And we know, like, his ultimate design, where he sees the world going and is helping to guide the world there, is a world in which human beings are useless eaters whose, you know, their only concern for human beings is not in meaning and building and creating and establishing permanence and having an effect on the third dimension. It's you're a burden. You're kind of a burden, and we just have to waste time with you. You're just going to be playing video games until you're dead, and you wanting to achieve things and accomplish things and be a part of power structures and be engaged. He's telling you that's bad for you. Okay. That's bad for you. You need to slow down. You're going to die if you keep going. You're not a robot. So let the robots do the work. Let the algorithms that I program make all the choices for you. And you just stop worrying about it. Relax, sit back, because you're going to die if you, you know, try to achieve something. So there's just this weird worldview of the globalists, the Yuval Noah Harari types, that it's all informed by this deep-seated hatred of nature, hatred of God, hatred of things that they can't control, or that threaten their total control. I'm thinking again about the comparison between like a mouse and an elephant, and then a small town and a big city, and the differences there, and the fact that you've got, you know, whales and things, because not only does the speed of the you know, atomical processes speed up the smaller you get, the things that are smaller don't live as long as things that are bigger and things that are stronger. It's just, again, a complete disconnect with reality and with human nature and with nature itself. And these people are able to draw connections between, you know, how a computer is tireless and a human isn't. Wow, how profound. I can't believe it. But the conclusions that they're drawing from these are based on faulty premise, and so the outcome is faulty. The problem is that because they're rhetorically skilled, they're implementing measures based off of their flawed premises and inaccurate outcomes. And they're too proud to recognize that, and will continue until everything does collapse and eventually die. And that, of course, is their biggest fear, and everything they do is predicated on the fear of death that cripples them from recognizing the beauty of life. It's pretty amazing. Let's go out to your calls now. We've got Daryl in North Carolina, who's just called in about Hurricane Helene, which, of course, the cleanup and